Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Christmas Katie.
Geekmas Katie.
Happy... No, that's not a C.
Oh, I got it. Happy Geekmas, everybody, with Christmas Katie.
Thank you.
As we celebrate the annual Geekmas. Holiday known as Geekmas. Every year, you never know exactly what we're going to get, which makes it a lot of fun. This year, instead of cookies, we have a gingerbread house.
Yeah, which is already going poorly. If you'd like
as
to know.
All good gingerbread houses go. That's good, right?
Yeah.
That's the way to start things. Is we have why don't you just show yeah. this whole
I'm not picking it
Geek
up.
Miss gingerbread
it
house.
Good.
From
it
one side.
From that side.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. Till we turn it around different directions and keep going. Things get interesting. Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about.
That wall has shored up.
That wall's a little bit in. So, throughout the episode tonight, Katie will be decorating this gingerbread house. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast, right?
Imagination's a blast.
Yeah, imagination. Tonight, we are also going to have a very fun thing. And that is you're finally going to see us try our pickle milkshakes. We've been holding it off for this. Instead of doing it as a pre-filmed thing, we thought maybe you would like to see the unedited version of us trying pickle milkshakes for the very first time.
We made them on the Patreon.
If you want to see how they're made, look on the Patreon. Like it's there. It was on the behind the scenes show tonight. It was.
I'm so scared. The smell is burned into my nose.
You just want to watch the Patreon if you want to know what this is like behind the scenes. But before we get too far into the show tonight, we thought before we moved forward, we should also look back. And I had a fun little exercise this week of going back and looking at all of our intros through the last over a decade now.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Yes. So this is a look at Geekmas through the years. For a while we were doing Christmas, and once we didn't even know what we were doing. So we're gonna see how this works. We're using different type technology tonight, and it's starting already. So hold on, you gotta work with me, buddy. There we go.
It's me, I'm the buddy.
This is it.
Welcome to Geek's Corner.
Wait.
I didn't get to say I'm Mr. Daps.
I know, and you just did. So
okay, I'm Mr.
Yeah. This week, since this is our last recording before Christmas, let's be a Christmas themed. Let's
how?
Be Elf's Corner.
We're not elves.
But think about it, because elves are like the Christmas geeks. They sit there. They like, especially if you've seen the Best Buy commercials. They do
Rudolph,
the tech support.
Remember, they had the glasses.
Yeah.
The guy in the pointy ears. They're almost
and one
like...
of them became a dentist. How much more geeky can you get?
True, and they kind of look like Spock.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, welcome to Elf's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
And I'm Johnny Five.
Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
And I'm Johnny Five.
I don't know which camera to look at.
I was just realizing, as we got the countdown, both of us had that thought of, we're doing a two-camera shot. So we have this camera, and we have this camera.
And there's no red light.
And there's no red light on either
That's
of them.
That's a problem. So why are you Johnny Five tonight?
Oh, we're doing that.
Yes, we are.
Because if I were to rate this sweater, I think I'd give it a 5 out of 10. Because it currently stands. But those of you who've been watching know that I set out to make myself an ugly Christmas sweater. And I think if this were made correctly, it would be a very cool sweater. But as it is right now, it's pretty hideous.
So tell us about it.
But I vowed that however much I had finished would be what I wore on this, our Christmas episode.
I think you need to stand up and turn around so they can see that there's actually a back.
Yeah, there is a back. There is a back
just
that is attached.
Quite.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Wait, actually, turn around again because they need to see how that.
So I didn't actually have something to attach up here, so I have chopsticks that are holding that together. But it's cool. It's hip. It's this is going to be stylish in like 5 years, no lie. So yeah, for all you hipsters out here, I wore this before it was mainstream, and this is the video proof of it.
What happens if it's never mainstream?
Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps,
and I'm Johnny Five. And why are you Johnny Five tonight? Because I feel jolly. J-O-L-L-Y, jolly.
You sure look jolly, too.
Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
And I'm Johnny Five.
And I'm Sarah.
And why are you Johnny Five tonight?
Because I'm gonna sing every word during this show, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
What if I put a nail through your iPad?
That would stop you.
So that's why I'm Johnny Five this week, and no more singing.
Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome to Geek's Corner, I'm Mr. Daps.
And I'm Johnny Five.
And I'm Haley.
And it's Christmas.
Yay! It's Christmas!
And why are you Johnny Five on this?
Because there's five letters in Xmas.
Okay.
I include the dash. I include the dash.
Do we count that?
No. Yeah, we count that.
No. Okay, one other. Why are you Johnny Five tonight?
Because of all five reindeer. There's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, and the rest. Here on Gilligan's Isle. No, there's five plus.
So why are you Johnny Five tonight?
Because...
Five times five is 25.
Yeah! Audience suggestion, because 5 squared is 25, which is the day on which Christmas falls.
Maybe you'll watch this if you're not watching the live stream. We are live streaming our Christmas episode, first time ever for a Christmas episode, and we started on time, and you can see us, and you can hear us.
Thank you, Santa, for the Christmas magic.
Merry Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
We can just end right here while we're ahead. It'd be great. But we're not going to.
Good eve, dear friends, and welcome to this most unique and joyous episode of The Geek's Corner. Tonight, fair gentles, we invite you to partake in a narrative of old as we tell the oft unknown tale of our dear Mr. Daps, or as he was known back then as the crotchety Dapsenezer Scrooge. For you see, my friends, our Scrooge, champion of all things geek as we know him now, was not always so. There was a time when darkness clouded his heart and fandoms gave him no levity. Now, a note on the tale you are about to hear, for hearing is the key. Tonight's production of The Geek's Corner is to be presented as a radio play, complete with sounds to complete the audio scenery. We invite you now to take in our story with your ears, allowing you to see, as we tune in, live, to the Geek's Corner Studios.
Welcome to Geek's Corner, I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
I have coffee pants.
I'm Murray.
Good. Welcome, coffee pants. Welcome, everybody else.
Thank you.
You want to talk about the internet and all of those fun things, Mr. Cam Jackson?
The internet is a festive place where you can argue about all the semantics of Christmas. If you'd like to join us, mostly positive things, use
we
the
like
hashtag.
Positive.
Positive's good.
Positive's great.
Hashtag Geeks Corner to tell us all the wonderful things about your Christmas season as well as we share ours. This will be a very special Christmassy episode full of Christmas fun and adventure, and we'd love to hear from you.
That's absolutely true. And you can start off by saying, who has your favorite Christmas sweater up here? I think I see a favorite, but... that's pretty obvious.
This is what mine is.
Well, we don't get to vote, guys. It's on the Twitter.
I vote me.
No, I was just showing off because you can't tell because it scrunches when I sit.
But it's a penguin. It's two penguins, actually.
It's a penguin and another penguin. And I like to imagine the big penguin is saying, don't talk to me or my son ever.
Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
Instead of Christmas, most Wookiees celebrate Life Day. Aww.
Most? What do the other ones celebrate?
Hanukkah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, good start.
And I'm Cameron. Welcome to the Christmas episode.
Welcome. It's getting weird.
Already. Use the hashtag Geeks Corner to join in with the weirdness and share the Yuletide cheer.
Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
Our special guest Luke is capable of using a prominent Pokemon attack. Demonstrated here. Luke, use Supersonic.
And we just lost our entire audience.
I don't like
this
show.
I'm Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Also, I'm Cameron, for the record. You should use the conversation.
That was a record.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Join the conversation. Use the hashtag Geeks Corner. We're going to get real Christmassy up in here.
We are going to get very Christmassy up in here tonight. And welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
Until the 17th century, drafts were much more commonly known as camelopards.
What?
Camelopards.
I'm listening.
Yeah, drafts.
Drafts.
Long necks.
Yeah.
Serengeti. Camelopards.
Camelopards.
Like camel leopards?
Yeah, kind of.
What does that have to do with the Merry Crisis?
And I'm Christmas. Welcome to Cameron, everyone.
Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And Merry Christmas. It is our Christmas episode, and it looks a little bit different this year.
A little of it, one may say.
Yes, you don't want to move that too much.
Sorry.
Thank you all for joining us for this virtual Christmas party. Normally for the Christmas party or the Christmas we episode, it is Christmas a Christmas party that just happens to have a show in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And so normally there'd be like a million people over here, uh-huh, and then there'd be even more people out there watching, but it's just us.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just very different. So,
no, it's different for sure, but I can guarantee you this is going to be a Christmas episode unlike anything you've ever seen before.
This is going to be the Christmas episode that you may not ever forget.
Oh, you won't.
And this isn't just because we have a melodica and a harmonica. We do have a harmonica over there somewhere because it's going to appear tonight. An accordion and jingle bells, mm-hmm, and fruitcake. We have fruitcake right here. And we have presents and we have a very nice card from Angela. Thank you, Angela. And what else do we have?
Stockings.
We have presents.
A mask.
We have Christmas lights. We have a mask from Clocky. Thank you, Clocky. And
a ceiling.
Yes, now we're just getting ridiculous already. But it's going to be a fun night where we cover lots of different facets of Christmas.
Yeah.
Welcome to Geeks Corner, everybody. I'm Mr. Daps. Merry Geekmas.
And I'm Katie. Merry Geekmas, everybody.
Thank you for joining us tonight for the annual Geekmas tradition that is Geeks Corner's 1 hour episode. The only time of year this ever happens. Not true. But
only time of year it's ever planned.
Correct.
Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
Merry Geekmas.
Hi, Merry Geekmas.
It is that time of year, the holliest, jolliest, non-grinchiest, I don't know what else to call it. Other than it's Geekmas. Are you ready for this?
No.
No, we're never ready for the Geekmas episode.
Never
but
ready
that
for
is okay.
Geekmas.
That is okay. We've got a lot of things planned for tonight. We've got a lot of unplanned things for tonight.
There's always unplanned.
There's lots of things. But there's several things that we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And there we are. There is a lot. Was that 13?
Yeah.
13 episodes of Geekmas / Christmas through the years. Hopefully you remembered some of them or knew some of them. Maybe even liked some of them. That'd be fun, too.
I remembered so many of them.
I'm glad. That's good. That's
Except
good.
For the 1 year I blacked out. That was...
That's always fun.
I didn't remember that one.
So this year we thought we'd do something different. We are starting to run out of instruments that you can pull out and just like get quickly and easily. So we're now doing variations of instruments.
Okay.
So this is what they call a harmonica, but it's a chromatic harmonica, mm-hmm, which is very cool.
Like Chromatica, like Lady Gaga's album?
No.
Stream Chromatica on iTunes?
So this harmonica actually has a button on the side of it. It's also a little bit bigger. I heard it. This harmonica has a button on the side of it. You can push that actually bumps it up a half step.
Oh.
See?
Oh, I see. Are you playing Jaws?
I could be. So this year I thought for the musical bit, I would use this.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
And do... Okay. So, wait, stop. Wait.
Yeah,
Well, before you do that...
Yeah.
Did you want to put a candy on the gingerbread house?
Not really. You're doing a great job.
I'm not. That's so nice to say, though.
How about right there?
Sure. Thanks. You Which did are, that.
Well, I'm doing that, and I'm reaching over... We have these wonderful things here. Before we get into what these are, pickle milkshakes, I am going to ask a question that I was asked very recently. What is the best Christmas gift you've ever received. So be thinking about this as we go into this. And let us know in the comments, too, what your best Christmas gift of all time that you've ever received is.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start to answer that.
Well, you think about it. We got a few minutes. So those of you who have followed along for a while know that we are strong supporters of the CHOC organization's Children's Hospital of Orange County. And this last summer, fall, we did a fundraiser where we said if we raised a certain amount, we would have and make pickle milkshakes. And if you're part of the Patreon, you can see where we've made the pickle milkshakes. And so we thought it would be special to test out the pickle milkshakes live on camera instead of pre-filming it, which is what we're going to do tonight. We have two different types. One is a herbal pickle milkshake.
An herbaceous.
Herbaceous. It's got rosemary,
lemon.
I feel like there was another herb we put in. And we made the pickles too. So
dill,
that's right. The other one's a spicy one. It has lots of different peppers in it. Do you remember which ones?
Nope.
I don't either. We made this a while ago. You can see it on another episode.
Didn't grab a bucket.
We did not.
I feel like
you're just going to have to tough through it. So this is all for CHOC. And before we get into that, we are going to tell you that we are still raising money for another CHOC fundraiser. And that is called the Carousel of Possible Dreams. We'll show you a little bit more about that in a minute, but we want to use whatever influence we have for good. So if you'd like to donate to CHOC, and this helps with their autism foundation or their autism clinic, I guess you could say, but you can scan this. You can go donate there. They're about halfway to their fundraising goal for this holiday season. And this is a great time if you're looking for ways to get like tax write-offs. This is the perfect time to do that. So you can scan on this. We will bring this back in a few minutes after we've tried these wonderful pickle milkshakes. But wouldn't it be amazing if we could raise some more money for CHOC? And you could share this with people too. And hopefully they can help raise money for CHOC as well. All right. You ready for this?
No.
Let's see what we smell. Not good.
Bad.
All right. So mine, do you want me to go first?
I think we should both.
So we're going to try these.
I have the spicy one in my hand.
And then we're going to trade.
You know what you're not supposed to smell in life? Spicy milk. You're not supposed to smell spicy milk ever in your life.
You know, this made me think, never mind.
See, I just went to the office. Should I say it after you leave?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. They were a little bit frozen, so we put spoons in them. No, you have to drink it.
I'm gonna try.
It's chunky. So
it's still spicy.
I do not taste any ice cream. It's a good thing we went with the house mics instead of the other ones tonight.
It's
that was very
in a
dill.
Week and a half,
that was very dill.
I will gladly make you a pickle milkshake.
Wow.
I'll do it. I have all the ingredients to do it.
You ready to trade? why don't we talk about these first? So all I tasted was pickle with a little bit of cream.
Oh, I didn't taste. I taste pickle in mine.
Mm-hmm.
I also taste
the worst aftertaste ever. That's what I've got.
It's a really bad aftertaste. Mine kind of tastes like if you went, I'm so sorry because you're about to drink it, if you went
like
the grease trap in a barbecue joint and then what like,
oh yeah, it. Yeah, gross.
If you just went into their kitchen and said, can I lick the grease trap?
All the stuff that's dripped down underneath and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Because it tastes like the thing that's left over.
How's the aftertaste, though?
Awful.
Because this is not good.
It tastes like...
Like when I had the chunk of pickle go in my mouth, that was pretty much the worst.
It tastes like... The aftertaste tastes like Doritos.
Yeah, we're going to go try another one. So if you have ideas for this next year's for fundraising for the Chalk team, please let us know in the comments. Also, we would love just preemptively putting it out there. The moment we have dates for Chalk, we want all of you to join our team because the more the merrier, and that would just be fun.
Nancy said we should have had a tahini rim, and she's so correct. I'm so scared of loud noises.
The coaster is stuck to the bottom.
I'm like a small animal.
Okay, ready?
No.
You know what's sad about this? Is we have this really great eggnog here. And then you have this. Isn't
it smells so bad.
Which one do you think is worse so far from your smells?
This.
I actually agree smelling this. I'm like, this smells almost pleasant after that.
I think that you actually got the better end of this deal because you started with the worst one.
It was bad. All right, here we go. This is not bad. This one is so much better. It's spicy, but wow.
I have no water in here, but oh my God.
It is. I am amazed the level of spice in that, though.
You're not supposed to. That's the other thing, is you're not supposed to taste lemon milk.
Yeah, that part's gross too. Yeah, you're actually right.
The aftertaste is way worse on this one.
No, this one is, compared to that, this one is pleasant. If I did it by itself, not at all.
No, definitely. Like I'm like, damn, I want that one again because that one was so much better.
Here, I'll let you smell that one at least. So
just smell it.
Well, so you don't have. You're gonna taste more.
What if?
Go for it. I'll look over here. Oh, wait, I looked at the screen. That was a mistake. It's spicy, but it's not. The worst part of this is the herb one. The flavors actually carried through the spicy one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, I can still taste the herb one.
That's why I just did a palate cleanse of this.
It doesn't work. Maybe the eggnog will. Wow.
The great pumpkin.
I will say, they were good pickles. And I think they're even better pickles now.
It's, as a matter of fact, you can just have a spicy pickle.
We'll give you a spicy pickle.
We'll give you a spicy pickle.
Wow. That was magic. That was not Dap's magic, but it was magic.
I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over.
There will be another video, though, where Zach tries both of these as well from Chalk. So that is coming. But we want all of you on our Chalk Walk team this year. And once again, here is where you can donate for Chalk to help with their autism center and really make a difference. And I can tell you, just as a person who has... young ones with autism in our lives, this makes such a huge difference to give them that support and to make a difference. So, you know, even if it's $5, $1, $500, doesn't matter. Every little bit will make a difference. And that's a good thing for the kids.
And Chalk already has done incredible work with the mental health wing, which was the first youth-centric mental health facility in Orange County. So the fact they're extending this into autism research and supporting families and all of those things, it's just really good work. And, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. And I think that starting in Orange County is a good place, and we'll see it take the rest of the world.
And Christmas is the time to share these things.
I also have never been more jealous of a dog in my life because he didn't just have to drink the milk.
And he's asleep underneath the desk. Like, he's a very happy, he is a very happy camper. But so that is that. Speaking of Indiana, don't you think this is a good time for an Indie Cam?
I do think
This is a great time for an Indie Cam. So this is actually very fitting because this is our 20th Indie Cam. Or should we do a song first?
I don't think we need to do that.
Okay.
I just talked to Indiana. Indiana doesn't think we need to do it.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger set.
Okay.
No, we
here
don't
is
actually.
The 20th. Yeah, we do. Here's the 20th. Then we could have a live band. That'd be so cool. 20th IndieCam that is specific to Geekmas.
It is.
Enjoy. He did it. It took him a while to figure out how to open a present, but he did it. Now he's exhausted and sleeping on the floor. And as you can see, the gingerbread house is coming together. It has snowed. It is getting decorated. It's getting better and better.
You know those bumper stickers that say, like, my child is an honor student, blah, blah, blah. I think I'm going to make myself a bumper sticker that says, my child eats paper on Geek's Corner Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m.
So I'm going to make one that says, don't eat pickle milkshakes.
Also that.
Because that is disgusting. All right. We are to a point in the show where we thought we would do a fun Christmas edition of Not So Magical Markups. That is right. It is time for Not So Magical Markups, where we show you products that are found on Shop Disney. And you see what the markup is on eBay. I have changed how I'm doing it this time. So I found a product that I went to eBay and I went for the highest price on the first page for the product as like when you search the exact name.
Okay.
Whatever shows up on the first page, I picked the highest price option for it instead of what was ever at the top. And so then it keeps it, I felt like, a little bit more fair. I don't know. And it's a less magical markup. So the way it works is we're going to show you a product. Then we are going to have you guess in the chat below what the markup was for said product. Katie does not know what any of these are, so she can play along as well. They are all somewhat holiday themed, but more geeky themed.
And if you think that I have a leg up on this competition, just go back and watch previous episodes. I lose horrendously every time. I'm not even close.
So. All right. Our very first item is a Star Wars item.
Oh, I like Star Wars.
It is a Life Day
2023
fleece throw with sleeves for adults.
What's the Shop Disney price?
The Shop Disney price is $49.99.
Okay. I can't
do that. So let us know in the comments what you think the eBay price or the not so magical markup is for this fleece.
I'm closing my eyes so I don't see if somebody already put a price in the chat. I'm going to say, don't tell me.
I was going to tell you what clock you got.
No, because I need to make my own independent guess. I'm going to say $58.99.
$58. We've got $89.99, $100 in the chat, $150 in the chat. Are there any more?
I'm scared, guys.
This is game, always an interesting game.
I'm not even kidding, guys. You know, like at home when you're like, oh, game shows must be so easy.
They're not.
Then like the people on game shows are like really stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
That's exciting. That like makes for a good game, I feel like.
My eye just started twitching.
Okay.
I know they can't see that my eye started twitching, but my eye just started twitching.
Well, that makes the game that much more fun. Like, we're gonna see what happens. It's going to be a blast. All right. The actual retail price.
Or the eBay price
is $65.
Okay.
What did you say?
$58.99.
I think you won.
Wait, what?
Because we had $89.99, $100, $150.
Also two stars. One.
You know. Somebody wasn't too happy with their Life Day fleece.
Why?
Yes.
Oh, that looks fun.
Yeah. All right. The next one, we're going over to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the world of Lego.
Okay.
Because I find this to be very cool, and I hope you do too.
I know a Lego.
But it is a Lego Daily Bugle Spider-Man Lego set.
Okay.
And on Shop Disney.
Oh my God.
It is about $350-ish, $349.99. So you've got this really cool set with this guy building it that reminds me a lot of actually he looks like that guy from the China website. I'm forgetting what his name is, but anyway.
Oh, I thought he looked like your brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. That's something too, I guess.
Yeah.
Like
not completely, but a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay. Sure. All right. Do you want to guess a price?
I'm going to say $382.
Okay. $382. Any other guesses?
This is my problem with Lego always.
$450 from Bailey. Okay.
Lego seems really cool, and they are really cool. And then you look at the
price. I love them. 900 from Clocky. Wow.
You know?
But they last forever. Like, I have Lego from when I was a little kid. In fact, I was in a competition when I was 5 years old, and I didn't win. But a Lego competition?
I learn new things about Mr. Daps.
And 700 from Itzy.
Also, guys, my stomach is starting to hurt.
Oh, yeah. My stomach is not happy at all. This is nothing good coming out of this. All right. We ready for the eBay price?
Sure, I said for 82.
The actual eBay price, don't worry, you're nowhere near, is actually $1,000.
What?
$1,000.
Oh, my God. And can you buy this on Shop Disney currently?
Yeah.
And it's for
what was it, $250?
But
you can go to eBay for the not so magical markup.
Did they already build it? Like, what is it? I don't get it.
You should have guessed it. Itzy, you would have been right on. But Clocky, I think, won that round if I had to make a correct judgment. All right, the next one is one that I find fascinating. Cool. This came out on Shop Disney about a month and a half ago. I wrote about it, and at the time I was like, huh, that's interesting. Since then, I have had friends who actually have posed with this, and it's as big and insane as it seems, but it's wicked. He's not quite full size, but he's close, and he's about $500, but he is 3'1".
Why?
For $499.99.
No, I'm not, Mr. Knapps.
Oh, I don't know. Why?
The one on the left is going to give me nightmares.
It's the same one.
Why do his eyes look like that?
Because he's 3'1". Do you want to guess a price?
Okay, so that was $500?
Basically.
Okay, I'm going to say $600.
It does have 5 stars, 5 reviews. We do need to get your okay, we got 2K from Itzy.
680
from Katie. Okay.
My eye is twitching, guys. You know what's actually really funny?
What would you do with something like that?
The show never goes this late. So you want to know what I'm getting notifications for right now?
2,500, huh? Okay, in 2,000.
I'm getting notifications for my mood stabilizers.
Okay.
For my severe anxiety
and
disorder.
And 1,300. All right.
Do you see what he's putting me through?
All right. Do you want to know the actual price on eBay? And this is a first for this, I will say.
A first? Is it
this
lower?
This is an actual first. Like, never, ever happened before. Because when you go to eBay, you cannot find this Wicket.
Oh, because people are just hoarding him.
I actually think he might be priced too high, and nobody has actually purchased him to sell him. Huh. Like, the only people that are buying him are keeping him. Fascinating, right? That has never happened before in the history of Not So Magical Markup.
That was crazy.
Christmas edition. Don't put pickles in your eyes. That's a very good point. All right. Next one.
Okay.
We have two more. Okay. This one, we're going to the world of Pixar.
Okay.
We've heard some good songs through Pixar through the years, and one of the best songs, or some of the best songs, come from Coco.
True.
And they often involve a guitar.
No way.
And they happen to sell.
Cute.
A Coco guitar.
Oh, cute.
For about $80.
That's reasonably
$79.99. I don't know what it sounds like.
Size?
I don't know what the size is. Okay. Like, it might be the size of a ukulele, but you know,
yeah.
I don't know. But for about $80,
okay,
you can get a beautiful white guitar that looks a lot like Ernesto de la Cruz's guitar. Okay. What do you think the price is for this on eBay?
Okay. It's 79. Is that what you said?
I think it's 79. Yeah.
Okay. For the record, I'm going to say 89.
$89. Okay. $10 markup.
Record.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what everybody else says. Bringing the world of Coco home. Assuming you play guitar.
Assuming.
That's a trick too. I probably should have brought the guitar out. $150 from Itzy, $90 from Bailey, $1 playing it low by Clocky. Good prices, right? Rules. All right. The actual retail price for the Coco guitar on eBay is $249.99. That one surprised me a little bit. I did have to search a little bit for this because there was a lot of other Coco guitars too. There's only three of these on the page that you, like when you looked on eBay.
For the record, I don't know that is.
That one was probably as surprising to me as not being able to find Wicked. just saying. All right, final one. This one you're going to like. I liked it. Okay. This one's great. It is a Kermit cookie jar.
I wish the
and it's running for about $40,
$39.99. The design of the cookie jar was better because why do you got to take his skull off?
But look at those cookies. Those are my favorite cookies right those there. They're M&M cookies that my grandma used to make that nobody makes them as good. Don't buy them in the store because they're not as good. Don't you have to make them from home. All right, Katie, what do you think?
$52.
We've got in the chat.
That's what I was going to call it, but I didn't know if I could.
Okay. And for the record, the score currently is Katie 1, Clocky 1, Itsy 1. So if either of you get this right,
for the record,
you win. So we got $50 from Itsy, $60 from Clocky. You had what?
52.
So you pretty much knocked out Itsy.
I'm sorry.
And 75 for Bailey for potentially the upset. We will see. I don't have a tiebreaker because I wasn't that smart. But the actual retail price on eBay is $79.95, which means it is a four-way tie. Who could have predicted this?
I love it.
You never know what's going to happen on Not So Magical Markup. Like, that's just the way this thing works. But you could get this really lovely Kermit for $80, basically double the price.
And again, this is currently available.
Don't drink that, please.
On Shop Disney.
Okay.
I was moving it.
Okay, good.
Tempted to drink.
Yes, these are all currently available on Shop Disney. And if you're going to eBay when they're on Shop Disney, I really don't know what you're doing.
Being a silly goose.
I guess. That's what
you're doing.
So we took requests last week, mm-hmm. last couple of weeks. And one of the things we heard is that people wanted more work from the interns to be happening. And for those of you that haven't been watching as long as some people, the interns here are a group of penguins that we've kept around for the last, what, decade? Gosh. Maybe even longer than that. Who knows?
And they've been unpaid the whole time.
You just feed them fish and they're very happy. But we have a few interns. And so we had, you know, Ted, Harry, Larry, and Sebi, and a few of these people. We had a discussion with them. And I think it's because they've watched too much of The Office, if I had to make a guess. And let's just turn this around, let you watch what I'm watching. Okay, there it goes. But they've been watching too much The Office, I feel like, lately. And out of this came a discussion about Krampus, right?
Yeah.
Krampus. So we decided to pit the story of Krampus with the penguins interns versus mm-hmm. AI. Mm. And we're going to let you decide which one is more accurate. Now, would you like to read the AI version mm-hmm. or the intern version?
I would like to read the AI version.
Okay, so why don't you read the AI version, as you can see right up here, and we are going to learn what AI...
Can I just put it on my... Can I bring it up on my phone?
Says about... I don't know if I shared it with you.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Okay, you can bring it up on your phone.
Because I can't read that far.
Okay, that's fine, too.
I was like, Mr. Dapps is trying to do me dirty by knowing that I have an eye doctor appointment in 2 weeks.
I didn't think about that, but you know.
Interesting. Okay, so...
This is AI, not the penguins.
Yeah.
Just keep AI. That in mind.
Once upon a sparkly Christmas time, in a land where mountains kissed the clouds, lived a furry fella named Krampus. Now,
do you want some musical accompaniment?
Krampus wasn't, no, I think I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Krampus wasn't your typical Christmas cookie muncher. He had horns like prickly candy canes, hooves that tickled like snowflakes, and a tail fluffy as Santa's beard. Krampus was Santa's best buddy, but instead of delivering presents, he had a special job.
We have not read this ahead of time, by the way. We just literally put it into AI. It was like, tell us what Krampus. Keep going.
Tickling the naughty out of little ones.
Oh, okay.
You see, some kiddos forgot to share their toys, gobbled up all the cookies before bedtime, or maybe even hid a grumpy elf in the fridge. Naughty. Krampus would tiptoe to their houses on Christmas Eve, his bells jingling like happy snowdrops. He'd peek through the windows. His big, friendly eyes twinkling like fairy lights.
Oh.
If he saw a frown or heard a grumpy grumble, he'd pop.
He would pop? Okay.
With... I don't want to read this.
Keep going.
With a giggle and a tickle, Krampus would dance around the room, his fluffy tail swishing like a winter wind. He'd tickle chins, noses, even toes until the grumpiest frown turned upside down.
Mm.
And guess what?
What?
The naughty wasn't naughty anymore.
Oh.
They learned to share, say sorry, and maybe even leave a carrot or two for Rudolph. But Krampus wasn't just about tickles.
Krampus knew Rudolph?
He loved to play. Well, he's Santa's best friend.
Okay.
He'd build snowmen with the kids, have snowball fights until their mittens were soaked, and even teach them a
Keep going.
Teach them a special Krampus dance that made their bellies jiggle like jelly. Sometimes the littlest ones would be scared of Krampus's horns and hooves, but he'd just give them a big toothy grin and say, "Don't worry, little one, I'm just here to tickle the grumpy away and make your Christmas extra sparkly." And that's what Krampus did best. Spread Christmas cheer with a sprinkle of giggles and a whole lot of tickles. So remember this Christmas. If you hear a jingling sound and a furry giggle, don't hide. It might be Krampus ready to tickle the naughty out and fill your Christmas heart with joy. I hated that.
So that was the AI version. Mm-hmm. Now let's hear the intern version.
Yeah.
I think Harry Larry was mostly behind this, but I don't know, because just looking at this, I'm already seeing he's watched too much of The Office.
Oh, no.
The Schrute family Christmas crackled with an icy tension far removed from the saccharine cheer filling every other American living room. In the flickering firelight, Dwight Schrute, assistant regional manager. Really? Isn't it assistant to the regional manager?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we see where he stands. And beat aficionado held court. Before him, a captive audience of office colleagues squirmed under the harsh glare of his beat Buck's forged Christmas spirit. Tonight, Dwight unveiled the dark underbelly of Yuletide. Krampus, a horned beast with a devilish grin and hooves that could be pulverized, or that could pulverize.
Oh, that could be pulverized.
That could pulverize a beet like a holiday smoothie. This was no jolly Kris Kringle. Krampus, the scourge of the Schrute family lore, lurked in the long shadows of December 5th, St. Nicholas Day, his bells jingling like a thousand angry paperclips, of course. Dwight, eyes glinting like frozen beets, spoke of the naughty list, not some flimsy parchment, but a hardened beetroot etched with the truth. Skipped Schrute farm chores, stolen Schrute bucks, indulged in excessive pretzel consumption, your name could be carved deep, a beet crimson brand of shame. Fear hung heavy in the air. Jim Halpert, usually prone to pranks, sat with uncharacteristic stiffness. Stanley Hudson, perpetually grumpy, looked even gruffier. Even Pam Beasley, ever optimistic, couldn't muster a smile. But Krampus wasn't a one-dimensional demon.
Oh.
Redemption, though grueling, was possible.
Okay.
A heartfelt beat apology, a back-breaking beat lifting competition, and perhaps a willingness to endure Michael Scott's Dundee Award acceptance speech on repeat. These acts of Schrödian penance could appease the beast. As the fire died down, casting long, Krampus-shaped shadows, the office workers shuffled out, clutching their newfound fear like a twisted Christmas stocking. They would be good, they vowed, not just for Santa, but for the beet-faced nightmare that haunted the Schrödt family, Christmas. And somewhere in the Pennsylvania Dutch twilight, a figure cloaked in shadow, his bells echoing faintly, grinned wickedly. The naughty had been warned. The Krampus was coming.
Then you better than your whoop. You don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep. That was scary. That was a little spooky.
I'm kind of impressed, though.
I didn't know the interns had it in them.
It makes me wonder what else they have in them. That's a little bit worrisome. Don't you think?
They have fish. They have fish in them.
Well, yes, they do have fish in them. All right, let us know in the comments which one you think was the better story.
I'm voting for the penguins.
I don't think either of them were absolutely accurate from the research I've done.
Well, no.
Because I believe Krampus and Kris Kringle were at two different times.
I like the idea that Santa and Krampus are best buddies.
Yeah, but I think Krampus came before Santa.
I like the idea that...
they need a Ted Lasso story? Maybe we can ask him to do one.
I just like the idea that there's like an archangel, or not archangel, there's like a fallen angel type thing going on with Krampus. Like, you know, he was
a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then...
What are you doing?
Nothing.
That doesn't go into a song.
Okay.
Why would that... go into a song?
You never know.
No, genuinely, I don't know. Why would that go into a song?
There could be a Krampus song.
I don't think there's a Krampus song, though. I told you this earlier when we were playing the show. I didn't think there was a Krampus song.
Interns win, I think.
Yeah.
It was a better story. No, I actually think the real story of Krampus takes place before Santa and actually was even darker than anything we read tonight. Shockingly enough, but shocking. Yes, you know. All right, well, that was good. So no big musical number or anything like that this time, huh?
I didn't have one planned. I didn't know that was like a had to happen type of thing. Should I call somebody? I could call somebody. I'm sure that we could have this done.
I'm listening.
In the next 10 minutes.
Sure.
Like, we could call.
Let's just throw it to the interns.
Yeah.
Interns have everything. Right? Like, they really run this place anyway.
I mean, they wrote a good story.
All right. Let's see. Is Harry Larry on the other camera?
Yeah, he's there.
Throw him on.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Daps. It's me, Harry Larry. And I know you've been wanting to play O Christmas Tree all night on your fancy, dancy new harmonica thingy-bobber, but I really think the song should probably be something more like this. See? It's already better. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, why can't you be a geek mystery? Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you would be so much better. You would shine so bright into the night. Your trimmings would bring geeks delight. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, why can't you be a geekmas tree? See, I'm right, aren't I? In case I don't have you convinced, let's do it again. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, why can't you be a geekmas tree? Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you would be so much better. You'd shine so bright into the night. Your trimmings would bring geeks to light like me. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, why can't you be a geekmas tree? See, I think that would be a much better idea, don't you? Happy Geekmas, everybody! And you too, Mr. Daps. Sorry about hijacking your song.
He did a great job. He did a really good job. Harry Larry! Yay!
No chromatic harmonica, though. Oh, well. I should note, before we end things tonight on this Geekmas episode, we are wearing sweaters from Tokyo Disneyland, the third of which my sister, who is still back in Japan, is wearing, hopefully tonight, and helped make all this happen. So thank you, Christy, for that. There's the shout out that I promised. And before we wrap up this show, it's Geekmas present time.
And
there's more, but we're going to do the two main ones now. So this one's yours.
Okay.
Go ahead and open it.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to. You can do it. You can do it after.
This is very good wrapping.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Do you know what it is?
Do I know what the wrapping paper is?
No, what's in it?
No.
Really?
I mean,
you get
I
it have... like every year.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So,
that was well played.
Just...
that was very well played.
It was genuine. I'm very sorry for yelling. 2024 Star Trek calendar. This has been a tradition for us for like
a few years.
For a long time. Yeah, like mm-hmm. 7 or 8 years. And then what I wasn't expecting and why I screamed is because Dapsy got me Folklore on vinyl. Folklore girly, you love to see. Oh,
there you go.
That's really exciting.
Can I open mine now?
Yeah, you can.
Good.
I can't wait to listen to Mirrorball on vinyl.
It's a big pink box.
With a dog wearing fake
eyelashes. With a what?
A dog wearing fake eyelashes.
Oh, yeah, on that side. I didn't see that.
It was one of the weirdest boxes I think I've ever opened.
I love not having fingers. Oh, here we go.
You don't know the trick though. I do.
I do not. I'm sorry. Oh, that's fun.
There's two.
Oh, that is very fun. So this is this guy on TikTok.
And Instagram
called The Doggist. And he takes pictures of dogs, which I've been doing lately now too. And this looks like a photo book of dogs.
Yeah.
He's not shy.
I like that that's the first page you opened to.
Very pretty.
And they put them into categories, basically. So,
oh, that's fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Barkers.
So those the Barkers.
And then what's this one? Oh, the puppies.
The Doggist puppies.
Doodles.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has a doodle.
This is like the big dog section where it's like, it's funny to see big dogs as little puppies.
Bernie's mountain dog. Puppy. Sorry, behind the mic.
The doggist is one of those things that if Mr. Daps and I are just doing anything, we will stop everything and show each other.
Very cute.
So, yes. Yeah, so he has probably influenced how Indiana is getting his photos taken recently, which has been a lot of fun. But thank you. That's very fun.
I'm very excited for you to look at them. And
I will.
Tell me everything.
1,000 dogs.
But that is it. Photographic encounters with 1,000 dogs.
That is 1,000 dogs. All right. We have reached the end of the Geekmas episode, Katie. What should people do?
And my gumdrops are falling off my...
What do you think of this? Doesn't it look beautiful, everybody? Maybe you should turn it around so people can see all directions. Well, you know, like, show off the gingerbread house.
There's nothing on the sides. There's a gumball that fell down. Wow.
So I do have to ask the question. Did you come up with what your favorite, like the best gift you've ever got? Okay.
I couldn't think.
If you think of it, let us know in the comments, because it is a hard question. I was asked it at a party recently, and I didn't have a good answer either. So, what should people do, Katie?
You should go to dapsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Mm-hmm. You should subscribe to our mailing list, and you should find our Patreon.
Oh, you know what? We're going to open the gift from Bailey.
Yeah. Where is it? Where'd it go?
Right here.
Where did it come from? Where did it go?
You rolled onto it.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, you rolled onto the bag.
Where did it come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Perfect timing, Bailey. Even with the lag. Ooh. Orange.
Buddy pals, Mr. Daps, and Katie. I saw these at the Sac Antique Fair, and the Geek Mystery needed them.
This definitely needs to be opened on camera.
Guess who woke up?
Hey, bud. Come here. Oh, that's fun. Come here. Come on. Look who's making an appearance.
Oh my goodness.
Those are very pretty.
This is amazing.
And those are definitely antique. My grandma had stuff like this. Not penguins, but.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Good boy.
These are incredible.
Do you smell pickles? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get stepped on?
Yeah, he did.
That was probably louder for you than it was for us, but that's okay.
I'm sorry,
kiddo.
Are
you okay, buddy? That was loud.
Scared the crap out of me.
Uh-huh. Put this one right here.
And I will put mine.
Those are cute. You want it right there?
Right where?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little higher. That one. My ears are ringing after that bark.
Yeah, same. It was.
That's the first time we've ever had a bark on Geek's Corner, I'm pretty sure. You okay, buddy? He's like, I don't want to now.
It's okay.
All right. Katie, what should people really do now? Thank you, Bailey.
Go to dapsmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. I love you. Mm-hmm. My kisses. And subscribe to our mailing list so you don't miss any of it.
That is for sure. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, as we've got a ton of videos going up. And I promise I am getting the Japan videos up very soon, including vlogs from Japan, which I shot a bunch of. So you won't miss any of those. Plus, occasionally you get to see this little guy as well. But that is all the time we have for you this Geekmas. So we will see you around the corner.